91X now presents In Touch with Quinty, conversation and information about issues that matter to our community.
Good morning, and welcome to today's edition of In Touch with Quinty. I'm Max Reed. In late October, the Mohawks of the Bay of Quinte announced their list of candidates for the upcoming band council election, which will be held on December 7th. A chief and four councilors will be selected for council on that day. Today on In Touch, we're going to take a look at the candidates running for chief. I spoke to three of the four candidates, including the incumbent, R. Donald Miracle. I asked each of them what their main reasons were for wanting to be chief. We start with Stacia Loft, who's currently on council. I sat down with her at her home in Deseronto.
Sure. My name is Stacia Loft. I am 39 years old, and I'm currently finishing up my second term as an elected band counselor on the Tinanega Mohawk Council here at Mohawks of the Bay of Quinte, or Tinanega Mohawk Territory is our name. And I'm also a third-year law student at Queen's Law. The issues that we need to tackle as a community are looking at ways to increase access and programming around cultural activities, around our Mohawk language, also to increase and address the lack of housing that we have here in the community. There are a number of other things I can just run through that list. Access to water and ensuring that our water main extension continues, that project continues, and that every house in our community has access to safe, clean drinking water. Healthcare, and right now there is a shortage of doctors in the province of Ontario, and access to be able to seek medical treatment can be difficult for people who are living here, especially individuals who require care such as like dialysis or anything like that. They have to travel distances to be able to get that kind of medical treatment. We need to ensure that youth have more involvement as well and access to programs and safe spaces. Right now, there are no spaces for youth to gather in a good way. We need to look at our education system and ways that we can look at improving access to secondary students primarily. All of our secondary students are bused out of the territory. We do have alternative secondary school options here, but what we need is something permanent, and that is actually led by our community here. Also to general advocacy, what I find is that the work that takes up chief and council's time is not political in nature. I find it's more administrative, based on my experience in the last 4 years. And really, we should be out there advocating and knocking on those doors to try to get the things that, you know, that need to be done. And we are not spending the time doing that. We need to consider the environment that we have here. We've had a lot of flooding in the last 2 years. We had a drought at one point in time. So there's environmental concerns that kind of just fall off the radar until bad things happen and we find out, right? And they impact people's lives. And then land claims. So we have number of land claim issues that have not been resolved, and we need to continue that.
Is there something that you would be able to do as chief that isn't currently being done in regards to the land claims? Because I know that's kind of a tricky thing to for one part, because it's decades long kind of thing.
It's a decades long thing, and I think what, you know, how would it be different? I mean, the unfortunate thing, you know, with the process is that it's not the community who leads the negotiating process, although it should be the community that leads the negotiating process. And it really isn't up to one person to be the negotiator. And that's been the case. I actually believe that it needs to involve other community members, that we find people who have those skills in our community to be part of a negotiating committee that go and represent the community. Not everyone has those skills to be able to do that. But I think, too, at the same time, we tend to, you know, I don't want to say like bend over backwards, but I mean, like, that's probably not the right word. But I mean, sometimes I feel as though we give in to what, say, the department requires, right? Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
You know, like, you come to Ottawa, Whereas really, they need to come here, mm-hmm. right? So when we're talking about the existence and this concept and of a nation-to-nation relationship, then we need to start acting like we're a nation in those kinds of conversations. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I find that we don't do that.
I also had the chance to speak with another candidate named Balin Hill, or Spider-Man to his friends. We met up at a Tim Hortons in Belleville, where he told me what issues have him campaigning for chief of council for a third time.
I'm Balin Hill. I raise Holly Garvey trailers, but right now I'm just a caregiver for my mom. She's just turned 98.
Okay, so going into this election, what are going to be your main issues?
My main issues are basically water and, nobody should be paying for the water. And same as electricity, the hydro. You can take your garbage and stuff and then turn that into electricity. So I'd like to start a waste management and hire a bunch of natives for waste management.
Okay.
And start them like at $17 an hour or something like that. And then I want to start an automotive recycling plant, which that generates more revenue, and take that extra money and then create more jobs with it. And then I'd like to start a community garden where everybody wants to participate. Like, you know, they don't have to pay for food and stuff, so, you know.
Okay, so what are your initial concerns with water?
Right now, it's like a lot of us are on a well system that can't drink. A lot of them can't drink the water, but see, right now you got to pay for, like, they charge you for the water and then having it brought in to you. But, like with a holding tank and stuff, but there's a lot of natives that can't really afford it.
So if you were to become elected as chief, how would you plan to interact with the community? Like what would you offer?
I'd get more involved with them, like see what they want, what they do, like what could be changed. Like if we need a community center, you know, that's why I want to start this auto recycling plant and waste management. So, you know, they don't have to pay for garbage. Which right now we gotta pay for garbage, like it's like $30 to drop a couch off, or you know. And I find it down there, I find this all over, that you know, they're charging so much that people that can't afford it, they're just throwing their chairs and garbage all over alongside the road. And, you know, it's not right.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just because you're a corporate, you know, you should think of the little person that can afford it. So, you know. Mm-hmm.
Finally, over this past weekend, I was able to meet with Chief Miracle at his office. He laid out for me his many plans for securing funding for the territory, though he made it clear he can't speculate on the intentions of the incoming council and what direction they feel Tayendinega should be heading in.
I am Chief R. Donald Miracle, Mohawks of the Bay of Quinte.
This is far from your first election. What are going to be your focuses this time around?
Well, I want to implement the commitment that we were able to get from former Minister of Indian Affairs Jane Philpott on January the 5th to end boil water advisories in our community. As a result of that visit, we got a commitment to end boil water advisories. A $14.5 million water line has been constructed from Meta Drive to Shannonville and the Shannonville area. We got also a commitment of $8.1 million to extend water lines from along Highway 2 in the Shannonville area, from the Bayview Mall to the Eagle Orthopedics area in Milltown, as well as Airport Road and Johnson's Lane. So there's three projects. That's a total of $8.1 million that's been committed as a result of that visit. The other thing I want to build, I've talked to council about the fact that we have people that are homeless, and one elderly gentleman is sleeping in a car, another was sleeping in a house should have been torn down years ago, and he's living in a tent inside the house with no heat. So there, poverty is a real issue. The lack of affordable housing in all over Canada, in every community, is an issue, including here. So we need to build more affordable houses. You know, we live along the busiest highway in Canada, the 401. I'd like to see us have a service center on both sides of the 401. in shops and stuff to help make money for the reserve.
So just talking about this election specifically, do you see the outcome being any different from any past year?
Well, again, I don't ever presume to know what people are thinking. It's up to the people. It's the people's choice, and we all respect that.
One of the more prominent issues that the incoming council will have to tackle is cannabis. A vote was recently held in Tyendinaga to determine by public opinion whether the Cannabis Control Board and the Cannabis Control Law shall regulate all cannabis business activity in the Tyendinaga Mohawk Territory through licensing and other control mechanisms set out in the law. I asked the chief for his thoughts on the vote.
Okay, so recently there was the vote on cannabis, and could you just explain a little bit about that vote?
They wanted a community-driven law. And so they wanted a consultation on the cannabis to see where people stood on it. There were a lot of variety of opinions. Some people felt, there's an economic opportunity to create wealth and jobs, and there was that element. There were people who didn't want cannabis at all. There were people who said we can tolerate cannabis as long as it's at the stores, as long as it's not in a residential neighborhood. So others said we don't want it, children or organized crime to be the supplier. Some were concerned about the traffic, the volume of traffic, and safety of kids to play in their yards with the amount of traffic that's coming through the community. So the council drafted a cannabis control law, and they would create a cannabis control board to create regulation for the cannabis industry. So really it would be enable members to grow seed, to have seed, to grow crop, and to have it tested and sold. The vote was a low voter turnout. So there was 326 out of approximately 7,000 people that could cast votes voted. So that's a low voter turnout, 326. And the outcome was 167 said yes, go ahead and implement the control board and this pass the law to do that. And others, the 159, said no.
And what are the steps going forward from there as a result?
Well, again, I'm not going to speak for the next council coming in. That would not be proper. And so we need to have a conversation. Whoever the next council is needs to have a conversation. But this council will make some recommendations, the outgoing council.
The fourth candidate running for chief is Andrew Clifford Miracle, a prominent figure in Tyendinaga with ties to several local businesses. Keynet News has yet to be able to make contact with Miracle at this point. However, we will continue to pursue an interview. Thank you for listening to my coverage of the upcoming council election for the Mohawks of the Bay of Quinte. This has been Max Reed for In Touch with Quinte. Be sure to catch next Friday's episode on 91X.
This has been In Touch with Quinte, heard weekly at this time on Alternative Radio 91X.